When you write French, do you consciously think of any rules anymore, or does it come out automatically?
No, I think I'm always aware of thinking of rules. Yeah.
Do you make up rules as you go along, or do you try to remember the ones you were taught in school?
How do you mean, do I make them up?
Well, do you try to find ways of going about certain problems that were not necessarily taught you? Like this thing where you, after a while, decided, okay, fine, it must be the fact that there's nothing after. That's important. Do you remember trying to figure out a system for something that was a problem for you?
No, I think it just picked it up. I don't know, I really can't say. I don't think I've spent time actually working out rules just on what I was taught or what I picked up or what sounded right. Or
do you feel that your French has improved over 4 years?
Yes, well, I think so. I think after 4 years it's got to.
Yeah.
I'd say it had improved by the time I left France.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been back since. Mm-hmm. So I think I've probably lost a bit again.
Yeah.
But I think over 4 years it's definitely improved, yeah.
In what ways did it improve?
Just in, say, confidence.
In confidence, yeah.
Maybe speaking faster. Just having the confidence to say things, really, whether... I don't know, yeah.
Did you have a problem at the beginning, speaking French to people?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Mm. Well, when I first arrived abroad, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bit strange. Yeah.
It was your first time abroad, wasn't it?
First time in France, yeah.
In France, yes.
But, yeah.
Do you consider yourself fluent now?
No.
No?
No, I'd say no.
How would you qualify or define fluency?
Oh, well, fluency for me would be something approaching like how I speak English.
Yeah? Well, what is it that lacks in French, that's lacking in French for you to be able to speak it like you speak English? You think?
Well, just general things like vocab, grammar, constructions. Just the general things which hinder learners of a foreign language, so.
Do you think you'll ever get to the level where you're like, you're fluent then?
Well, yes, I think if I spend enough time out there, yes, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it could be done, obviously, but.
Yeah.
I wouldn't actually say I was fluent, no.
Do you think you're fluent in German?
I'd say I was more fluent in German than in French, a lot more.
Is it because you like German better?
Yes.
You do.
I like German better, and I like Germany better than France as well. And the people, I think that's had a lot to do with it.
You didn't enjoy your stay in France?
Not particularly. I didn't like where I worked at all, so. And the people also. Didn't speak it that much in work either, so.
So you think it's a problem of motivation, maybe?
Yes, definitely.
So you would have improved more if you had been happier over there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if I went back to France and had a job I enjoyed, and then there'd be no problems, yeah.
Mm. So you think just more exposure would do you a lot of good?
I'd say
it's
so,
not
yes.
Not necessarily more tuition in French?
I don't think so, no. I think you just need more time with the language and situation I'm happier in.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think over the 4 years you said your French had improved? What do you think was the main factor for the improvement?
Well, obviously time abroad, 6 months, I mean, it's bound to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens, and whether you're happy or not, you just have to speak it and get on with it, so it's bound to improve. Mm-hmm. So that was obviously a large part of it.
Mm.
I just think being made to do different things, translation, stylistics, I mean.
So this is the range of tasks.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to go on using French, or are you going to concentrate on German?
Well, at the moment I think I probably concentrate on German, but I think I'd like to get my French going again. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to, yes. But I think at the moment I'd stick to German.
Yeah. Have you found a job for next year?
No, not yet.
Are you looking?
I'm hoping to get back into Mercedes in Germany again, but they keep just saying ring back and we'll let you know if anything crops up, so.
Yeah. Well, you were doing translation over there?
No, it wasn't actually. I was working in personnel department. There was a bit of translation involved, but not much at all, really.
So what were you doing?
I was producing graphics on computers. Mm-hmm. The department was responsible for all foreign stagiaires in Mercedes. Mm-hmm. It's so big, there's hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things to do with that.
But did you use your French there at all?
Not particularly. I did a few translations from French into English. Took a few phone calls in French, because it was a foreign personnel department. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, no, not particularly.
Well, I hope that you'll be encouraged to continue French.
Thanks. I'd like to. I mean,
you get more motivated towards it. But that's it.